Part 11, Chapter 2. A very masterful Turl sat in the morning sunlight of his office, pen held in claws, carefully not trembling. He was about to write the report and round off his perfect crime. His day was efficiently planned. He would write the report, get the latest recon pictures after the drone passed over, and, if the animals were there, fire the drone. Zit was nattering to anybody that would listen that it blocked the hangar firing gate, and he could not get ore freighters in and out to service them, and so Turl would get Zit to insist he fire it to save space. Then he would see Kerr and threaten him into being cooperative as the new planet head. But Turl somehow felt unhappy. This morning sunlight dancing across his rug, even though filtered by the colored lead glass of the canopy, was a reminder he was still on this accursed planet. Gone were his dreams of a wealthy Turl, living in luxury on Cyclo. But no matter, one had to do what one had to do. For the 10th time, he started to write the report. So far, he had not gotten through the first line of the heading, much less the report. Something was nagging him. Ah, yes. He didn't have Jayed's badge or badge number. The agent had been reaching into his shirt, undoubtedly to show him the badge and identification disc of an IBI operative. Also, if he knew the medical department, they had just dumped the bodies on the benches, and he had better put them on ledges. By plan, he would have to have 10 bodies. He now had 5, counting the 3 guards that had blown themselves up. He sighed. It had been a beautiful plan. Put the gold in the coffins, ship them home, and when he returned there, dig up the coffins some dark cyclo night, melt them down, and lord it over everyone as a very rich fellow. Well, that was all finished now. The arrival of Jayed had ended it, and the treacherous animals had betrayed him. He needed the badge and IBI identification number. He would feel better if he cuffed Jayed's body a time or two. He picked up a breathe mask and went out of the compound.